explain to them what it be about. They can't sleep yet, too many regrets. Got them running around in circles for the respect. They need the gossip, but where's the logic? Voices in the box guarantee a better product. So here I sit now and watch them trip by, trying to pick a finger to put upon what it's about. But if there was a point, you would still avoid. You should have taught the boys and girls to take apart their toys. I stay upset with all the park bets, submerged in the drama cause they love it. They beckon all the pain and then they complain. Why would you chase away the sun if you don't want the rain? I never asked for the world, just a Porsche, trying to make a good soldier out of daddy's little orphan. But management called down, demanded that we turn the sound down, and with that I suggest we start the count sound and work your way backwards till all the bastards collapse and show.
You've got another episode of Uberlito number 3, May 9th, and this is of course Kizzle. A little bit late, Friday, I was in jail, so didn't get an episode out, but it's Sunday night right now, and I'm doing it. Apparently, a 10-inch blade is a felony. yeah, so kind of dealing with that, but anyways, I'm wearing headphones right now. I thought that might make recording better and make it a better show and whatnot, but the only benefit I'm seeing from wearing headphones during recording is I have a buzzing in my ears. It's eroding my soul. So I may take these off later, because they're stupid. First story up tonight, Mozilla Thunderbird, the mail client from the Mozilla team. I love it. I use it all the time. And this new release, I'm pretty happy because it appears they changed the icon for it. And that's about it. So, it's at a 0.5, it's 0.6 release, and they must have spent a lot of time on that icon. God bless them. MSNBC looks at patent abusers' victims. Apparently, this guy, whose name is Witold Ziarno? I don't know. Only an asshole that kind of name would do this, but the gist of the story is that he patented online donations. Guess who he's suing? Take a wild guess. Oh, no. The Red Cross. Yes, he's suing the Red Cross. What an asshole. If killing people was legal, I would just destroy this guy. So, if it becomes legal, bad things are gonna happen. Who's behind the shower curtain? Another story spreading FUD about germs, basically. Can people just please stop being so freaked out about germs? They are good for you. Yes, germs are good for you. Everybody's so freaked out and they're buying antibacterial soap and all kinds of other things en masse. Just insane amounts of this stuff. You don't need it. It's only going to make you less healthy because your immune system's going to have nothing to do. It's going to sit there and twiddle its thumbs and, yeah, fuck this. We're not doing anything, so we might as well just stop working. So when you actually do get sick, you're screwed. So like me, I rarely wash my hands unless I get something gross on them. I mean, if I don't feel anything gross on my hands, I don't wash my hands. It's pretty simple. And I hardly ever get sick. Only when I, don't sleep for a long time and I have to work and all that and am kicking my body's ass. And I'm perfectly fine. And basically, this is just going on about all the hidden bacteria that's in your shower curtain. Fear. All this harmless bacteria that you can't even see. I'm not saying don't use soap. I mean, soap's cool, now and then. So if you get something gross on you, but you don't fear the evil, invisible germs that are everywhere, because it's just propaganda, basically, to make these companies money. But yeah, that's a whole stupid conspiracy theory that's stupid, but whatever. Oh, this story's awesome. This is the best story ever. QuickTime! They released an update. The QuickTime program is 15 megs. And I think this thing only applies for Macintosh, but it doesn't really matter. Usually, okay, QuickTime's 15 megs. They released an update for it. It's 30 megs. Okay, whatever. That's a really huge update, but I'm sure it has some new features and whatnot. I mean, whatever. 30 megs, it's not too much in this day and age. It might be for a modem user, but whatever. Well, it turns out that extra 15 megs was... This is just hilarious. They support 15 different languages with QuickTime. Fair enough. Each language has a 1 meg logo that says QuickTime on it. That's huge. Like, it's the splash screen, basically. Each one of these is a meg. And they included these in there. So that's an extra 15 megs. So for 2 seconds when you start up the installer, you see QuickTime in Spanish or whatever. Oh, it's awesome. God bless them. Nasty malware follows PCs with porn. Catchy title, I suppose, but nothing really interesting. I just have to give this guy some shit because one or two sentences does not have to make a paragraph. Technically, maybe, yeah, but no. Just take your enter key, throw it away. Just get rid of it. You don't need it. Just anytime you need to use an enter key, give me a call. I will give you permission. You need to seek permission before you use enter key. You have lost all enter key privileges. Go away. Never use the internet again. Thank you. I mentioned this in the BinRev forums, but you don't necessarily read the BinRev forums or know that they exist. But I want to repeat this. Packet 8, they made a new user agreement. Good old Packet 8, I don't know whether you know about them or not, but they run a voice over IP service, which is a telephone. You take your telephone, you hook it into this device like a hub or a modem, you know how those things are devices, as well as just another device that hooks into your router or the internet or whatever. You hook your phone into this thing, and it instead of you making phone calls over a regular landline, you're making over the internet. This is how this works. You have Packet 8, and you have Vonage. Vonage, you've probably seen the advertisements for. Packet 8. You get the impression when you're using this company that it's ran out of some guy's basement or garage. It's very unprofessional. These guys are just kind of creepy. Vonage is the one that is actually real. Packet 8 came out with a new user agreement. You know, the things you click through, nobody reads, and companies know this and exploit this. The thing that you click through when you go to sign up for Packet 8, it now states that, and very, you know, just randomly and within this user agreement, they don't state it anywhere else, because they don't want you to know. They randomly change this to, if you do not have 12 months of consecutive service with them, and you cancel, you owe them $75. Yes. At this point, just don't ever use Packet 8. Just let them die. I don't care if Vonage becomes the Microsoft of voice over IP or what, if they take over the world. I don't care at this point. I hate Packet 8. I want those fuckers to go away. Oh, and besides the just changing their agreements to things that are really bad and not really letting you know, they state that you get unlimited minutes on the front page. $20 a month, unlimited minutes. Make as many phone calls you want in the U.S. for as long as you want. And I did that. I usually had about 6,000 minutes in a month. I took full advantage. It turns out, though, and Lucky225 can confirm this, sometimes after you reach 5,000 minutes, they will automatically upgrade you to a business account. Even though they said earlier, oh, it's unlimited minutes. It's okay. It's unlimited. Bullshit. Over 5,000 minutes, and they can, in your user agreement, they state this, they can change it to whatever they want. Give you less minutes and charge more money. But that's been covered on Default Radio several times, so I'm not going to go into that. That wraps it up. I'd like to thank everybody that's given me praise about the show. I really, really appreciate that, no joke. It really makes somebody want to keep doing this. That's when you're not getting paid any money to do something like this, and it goes for pretty much any project, any nonprofit thing. Your good positive feedback is the thing you run on. That's your payment, and that's just been awesome. I've gotten emails and lots of replies on forums and stuff, and I just really appreciate it. I'm gonna keep going as long as you guys like what I'm doing. Opening and closing music was the band Atmosphere. It's a rap group. It's independent, as all the music I play. The song's called Breathing. It's a good song. If you have got any questions, comments, praise, flames, gifts, whatnot, email them to Kizzle, that is KIZZLE, at hackermedia.net. Kizzle at hackermedia.net. Oh, and any independent music you want to send me a link to it in the band site, or send me the MP3. I can accept any kind of attachment you can send me. I'm very, very picky with music, so don't take any offense if I don't play it. I mean, I'm just a Nazi when it comes to music. So give it a try. I like you can kind of tell what I like, techno and that sort of thing. But if you think it's good, give it a shot. I'm pretty open when it comes to music. Have a good night. Goodbye.
I'm in the backyard praying and hoping for the comet. Are you looking to remember or searching for adventure? I guess it all depends on the agenda. Do you carry a grudge? Do you carry a gun? I guess it all depends on where you come from. Surroundings are gonna dictate the needs. I'm out, I wanna live around lakes and trees. And I'll be back when it's happy hour. So just pour me another and ignore me, my brother. Breathe in, breathe out. The sign says, keep out. Breathe in, breathe out. Somebody please explain to them what it be about. Breathe in, breathe out. The sign says, keep out. Breathe in, breathe out. Somebody fill up my cup before I freak out. Breathe in.